You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are at the LCMS Youth Gathering in New Orleans. I'm excited because we get to talk with other people who do something similar to what we do.
Yeah, it's media talking to media today.
That's right.
That's
we get
really
to talk
fun.
With more on-air talent. Do you ever think of yourself as on-air talent?
Not generally, no.
We'll find out.
I guess it's a category, though.
If our guests think of themselves as on-air talent as well. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Irvine. You can learn more about Concordia University Irvine by visiting cui.edu. Joining us today at the LCMS Youth Gathering, Lauren Humphrey. She serves on the LCMS Youth Gathering media team as host of Live with Lauren on Facebook.
Hey.
Which, if you go back and check out some of the previous episodes, you'll see some of us in the background at the KFUO studio.
Yeah, Lauren,
waving.
Lauren
yeah,
talked
like,
with us.
Came by and
yeah,
talked with
did.
Us.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's great.
Nina Chuang is the LCMS Youth Gathering media team, host of LCMS Youth Gathering on TikTok. Nina, welcome.
Hello, how's it going?
Good, good. I'm so excited to get to talk with you guys today and learn about how you got involved with the media team and what you're doing here at the LCMS Youth Gathering. We'll start with you, Lauren.
Yeah.
Because we got to talk with you about a year ago or so
about
some of your service, service learning as a student internationally in mission work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Now you're here in New Orleans
I am.
Serving on the Youth Gathering media team. Yeah. What was your first involvement, though, with the Youth Gathering, the LCMS Youth Gathering?
Yeah, my first gathering was in 2022 in Houston.
Yes.
And it was a phenomenal experience, definitely one of the biggest ways the Lord worked in my life to grow my faith and bring me closer to Him. And eventually that developed into me continuing my education at Concordia, Wisconsin, getting involved with our campus ministry there. And then I actually got involved with our youth ministry office in St. Louis. So this summer is also my second summer interning for the YMO, or the Youth Ministry Office, as we call it. And through that, I get connected with Meredith, who is the director of the media team, and now here I am.
Yeah, it's been fun seeing you around the building this summer.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I'm having a blast with it.
That's fantastic. Nina, what about you? What was your first involvement with the LCMS Youth Gathering?
Yeah, so this is actually a full circle moment. My first gathering is, I believe, 2016 in Louisiana. So
okay.
We were in this building. I remember, like, getting food at the Riverwalk with my youth group. Shout out Prince of Peace. After that, I got asked to return as a YAV for the Minneapolis Youth Gathering. Served as a YAV on the media team. So I was assistant for moderation. Then in Houston, I served as a Snapchat and TikTok reporter, working with JoJo and Tanner Olson as a reporter.
Yeah.
So it was super fun, super awesome. And I think that media is such an amazing creative space. Being able to work with our amazing team from the beginning as a YAV volunteer and helper to now being on the reporting team, we have an amazing crew of folks that I've built an amazing relationship over the years. Especially as on the moderation team, where things can sometimes get dicey sometimes, you know. But also at the same time, you get to see the interaction of our youth and our community, and how they see the gathering through our eyes. It's also a really big blessing to be able to uplift Christ and also the youth's journey in their faith walk through social media. It's just such a blessing and a privilege to be in this space. Yeah.
Yeah, going from media, the moderation team, to wanting to do more is definitely, that's good. That's good. Moderation can be a thing, but it sounds like it's fun too with the gathering.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
So if you've ever been to a gathering, you've seen the media shirts, and you guys have media shirts on. You guys are carrying around cameras, but what does the media team actually get to do during, I guess, before, during, and maybe after the gathering? What is the work of the media team? Lauren?
Yeah. It looks a little bit different for everybody. So depending on if you're a planner, if you're a YAV, and then within being a planner, we have managers and directors. So kind of depending on what your position is on the team requires a different level of involvement throughout, before, during, and after the gathering. But like PJ, who's another one of our reporters on Instagram, came down to the planners meetings and did a lot of work to record videos ahead of time. So you've seen on Instagram he had a video about clear bags at the dome, mm-hmm. or different things like that, that he was able to film ahead of time to give warning to our groups who are coming with information that they need to know, and different kinds of things. So it just depends. But for a reporter like myself, my duties before and after the gathering were supporting the youth ministry staff in my role as the intern. So I didn't do much in terms of reporting and Facebook Live. But that's pretty much, while we're at the gathering, all of my time is then devoted to being a reporter and doing that.
Mm-hmm. And you don't get to record your stuff in advance.
Nope.
Like, you're live.
Yes.
you just
get some questions and go for it.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll get a chance to talk with PJ in another segment as well and learn about his experience with Instagram. And did you see his running tour of the, Sarah, did you see his running tour of
the convention center?
That was fantastic.
It was great.
I was tired just watching.
Also, if you haven't seen his Hydrate, Don't Dehydrate.
Oh, I did.
That's the one that I watched.
I caught that yesterday. Yeah. Yes.
It's going to go viral. You got to see that.
How many people serve on the media team? Any idea, Nina?
Yeah, we have about 25 to 30 folks. We have also kind of mini teams within our media team. So we have video, we have photography, we have graphic design, moderation, tech and AV, which is like the most, I think, most important role. And also reporters and our liaisons within coordinating with service, coordinating with our interactive floor. So we have about like 25 to 30 folks. And we all like work together in many different projects. We always kind of try to game plan before we do film some certain content to make sure that all of our teams are kind of on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've mentioned moderation a few times and we're in the social media space, so we get that. But just explain really quick what moderation means to people who don't actually have to do social media moderation.
Yeah, so moderation is basically... you're looking at the engagement that you have with your posts, with video. It can be, you know, there's a lot of youth and community members who are not here at the gathering that are interacting with our posts. Also, folks maybe from outside of our community. So mm-hmm. we're just ensuring that we have some community safety in our comments, mm-hmm. As well as just in making sure that also when youth come to our page, they also feel welcome and safe and included in our content.
Perfect. Yeah. What have you guys learned about creating social media content for the individual pages that you guys get to work on? Because Facebook and TikTok are two definitely different animals on social media.
Yes.
What have you guys been learning about content creation for those platforms, Lauren?
Absolutely. This is the first time I've really dug deep into something like this. And so it was really a learning experience at first of, okay, I'm tasked with reporting live on Facebook, so what does that mean for my audience and mm-hmm. what I'm doing here? And so I've been able to navigate what they want to see, what's important for them, parts of the gathering that people at home don't get to see. Because mm-hmm. for Nina and PJ, it's more likely that the people attending the gathering are watching what they're posting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more helpful to have a lot of the important reminders about not breaking your wristband or bringing mm-hmm. your clear bag to the dome, things like that. But for me, most of my audience is people who are back home who aren't at the gathering.
Mm-hmm.
So I've kind of learned to think about what would I want to see if I wasn't here, but also what do my parents want to see?
Right.
When I came to the gathering, what would they have wanted to see me doing? And I want to provide that for the parents of our youth who sent their kids to New Orleans for this massive event that they might not know much about. So kind of making it personal for me has allowed me to step into that space and figure out what the viewers are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for giving that so much thought. That's important.
Yeah.
Nina, how about you? What have you learned so far?
Well, TikTok is an amazing platform where we have a lot of different types of engagement happening. There's a lot of different algorithms that you have to like really get into. So something that I really learned is being intentional with how I think about creating content.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, TikTok is always a really fun platform. I'm glad that I have an addiction to matcha. So I'm like drinking matcha in the morning just to like get myself like pumped up before filming. You know, there's like, and also like PJ's done this a lot more, but it's just like our bodies go through a lot of stuff behind the scenes, like filming content, especially when you're running, you're actively dancing or moving around. I have this one trend that I'm doing that like I'm doing a cartwheel over the phone. It gets tiring, and so being intentional with taking care of myself, making sure that you know, my body is ready to go, you know, every morning, and checking myself if I do feel tired, take a break. The second part is, I think I also kind of jumping off of what Lauren said is thinking about the audience that is following on TikTok. There's some youth out here who might feel a little shy or lonely in the gathering, and it might be a little bit overstimulating to be in such a large space. So they're on their phone, right? And like, what does that mean when we're also thinking about something that's intentional, educational, and really ask deeper questions about our faith? So we're doing a series right now of Humans at the Gathering. Another series that we're doing is called a Moo Off, which is basically youth who are mooing Basically, you are mooing and try not to laugh. And,
oh no, I would lose that so fast.
Yeah, it's basically like it's a game, and we engage with youth groups. We also engage with try to get like representatives from each youth group to go and do the moo off. But anyways, I think that just really being intentional with creating a space where, especially on TikTok, when there's like a lot of different avenues you can go within the same channel. So really planning that out, saying, okay, when am I going to post this intentional video after a goofy one? Mm-hmm. Like, it basically lines up for the next one. And the other part is we started TikTok at the last gathering, mm-hmm. at the Houston one. And creating that channel from ground up was really interesting. I've done content before and engaging with media and marketing in the past, but TikTok is a beast. Yeah. TikTok is a beast because there's a lot, it's rapid. A lot of behind the scenes with media, everyone's really intentional about planning it out, working with different series, graphic design, things like that. Sometimes the most successful videos on TikTok aren't the most prepared ones.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
There's so much that goes into those, short little videos that you watch on your phone. And it sounds like you guys really enjoy what you're doing.
Yeah,
and really you're trying to engage well with the people that you're talking with here, but also the audiences that are watching. So that's really awesome. It sounds really fun.
Yeah.
What do you want your viewers to know about the gathering on the platforms that you're working on? What do you want people to know? Lauren?
Yeah, something that we talk a lot about in the media office is that it's our job to tell the story of the gathering, what it is, how it impacts people, and that the ways that the Lord is working here. And that is what we most of all want to be evident. He is with us, and he is guiding us in all the things that we do here. He's with our Bible study leaders and our mass event hosts, and we want to preach Christ crucified to everybody that's here, and getting to tell that story and see the Spirit moving here is our ultimate goal.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want to add, Nina?
Being a Californian girl that's a Lutheran, I think that it's definitely a smaller space. You don't really get to see a lot of Lutherans, and especially in the West Coast. In the Bay Area, I would say that something that was the takeaway is that God really sets kind of a template or a blueprint for us as we grow in our faith as young people, is being in fellowship with one another. So what I would want my audience to kind of take away from the gathering is that no matter how isolating it can be, especially if you're part from particular groups or from a particular geographical location, God calls us to be at this gathering to be with each other and to grow in fellowship and grow our faith together. Creating friendships here, networking, and just being in fellowship is such a blessing that I think that we sometimes take for granted. So every 3 years is such an exciting space for us just to get to know people and make friends. So and by doing so and having making friends with other people from other states, other cultures, that's where we really grow and strengthen our faith. And I think that's God continues to bless us with these opportunities. And
All right. Where can we find the work that you're doing? Where can we find the content for Facebook?
Yes. Head to the LCMS Youth Gathering page on Facebook, and you can find Live with Lauren there all day long.
LCMS Youth Gathering on Facebook. And Nina, where can we find your content?
At LCMS Gathering. And you can hashtag LCMSYG, hashtag LCMS Youth Gathering.
Very good. Nina Chuang and Lauren Humphrey, LCMS Youth Gathering Media Team, thank you so much for joining us on the Coffee Hour.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Concordia University System is comprised of 5 universities of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Located across the United States, the universities offer more than 160 undergraduate and 50 graduate programs and approach learning from a Lutheran context with the goal of developing Christian leaders for the church, community, and the world. Learn more about your Concordia University System at cus.edu. The Concordia University System. Education built on God's Word. CUS.edu.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are at the LCMS Youth Gathering in New Orleans, and we get to continue our conversation with the LCMS Youth Gathering media team. Joining us now at the KFUO booth at the LCMS Youth Gathering is PJ Arsvold. He's the LCMS Youth Gathering media team, host of LCMS Youth Gathering on Instagram.
Yes.
He's the on-air talent.
Yeah.
So we get to continue our on-air talent conversation with on-air talent.
Talent it's really becomes fun. A loose term here.
Agreed.
You guys said
not for you, but
that's
because
talent, so. But yeah.
What, PJ, what was your first involvement with the LCMS Youth Gathering?
So unlike a lot of people, I actually don't have a ton of experience with the gathering before. 6 years ago in Minneapolis, I got to work as a vendor. I was at the Concordia Seminary in St. Louis at the time, and so I got to come with the St. Louis Seminary booth and help talk to kids about futures in church work, whether pastors or deaconesses. But that's really all my experience. So it's funny because I get to capture the gathering now, but I'm doing a lot of right before we shoot stuff. Like, can you explain to me like who these people are? So I actually feel like I'm learning a lot. And so it's kind of fun because I'm in some ways learning with the audience. Like, this is really cool. I'm finding this cool. So let's show everybody else how awesome this is. So very limited gathering experience, but this is my second one and it's been a blast so far.
Yeah. What's it like being part of the media team?
It's such a blast. I don't think I could have ever appreciated, apart from this experience, and you guys obviously work in media, but that's not my background, and just how much work, how much time, how many people go into capturing these things. If you're, you know, you're a student here or you're at home and you're looking at, oh, those are cool photos. Look how fun that event was. Oh, that's a silly video. It's just like, great. You don't realize like, oh, there's so many people who are so talented, who are dedicated. I mean, we had people on the media team last night after a mass event. I mean, they stayed up till wee hours in the morning, picking out the best photos from the night, editing those, curating those, putting those together. So when people wake up today, they can see and feel like, oh, I see what that was like. Or for the students who were there, yes, they captured it so well. You just see a photo, you just see a video, but there's so many people that make it happen. And I think that's been a beautiful thing. The media team, it's quite the team effort. I'm not somebody, if you wanted somebody to manage social media for your church or company, you would not call me. I mean, it is not my forte. That's not what I'm good at, but we have such a team that works together and build off each other's skills, people who know what's going to work well, people who can edit, and so it's been a joy. It's been a lot of fun.
What are the average hours of a day for the media team at the LCMS Youth Gathering? Like, when do they start and when do they roughly stop?
Yeah, it really depends on your role. So we have a team-wide meeting at 8 in the morning. But there are members who before that are at a 7 a.m. meeting to talk about what needs to be captured today, and then they communicate it out to the rest of us. And then, like, last night, you know, that event, we didn't even have a musical performance at the end like we will the next couple nights. But for some of us, we got back to this area at 11 o'clock or so, and they still had several hours ahead of them. I feel like a prima donna because they're editing stuff, and I can say, God bless you all. I'm going to go to sleep because I need to run around in the morning.
I got to be on camera in the morning.
Exactly, yes. So we don't have much to work with here, but if I'm too tired, it's going to go even worse. So, yeah.
I did wake up this morning and open my Instagram and saw all the pictures from last night.
Yeah.
So it's very nice to be able to see what's happening. And I saw a couple of your videos too. So.
Good. I'm sorry.
If you haven't seen it yet, the running tour of the convention center.
This is his favorite video.
It's my favorite.
He's telling everyone about it.
Right after this, we're shooting a running tour through here, so we'll see how it goes.
Oh, can you run through here?
Well, yeah, we're gonna try. We enjoyed it so much, we thought, can we do it weaving around students and highlighting some of the booths? So we'll see. If you see it, you know what happened. If you don't see it, you know what happened. So
I kind of want to follow you with our own camera to get the behind the scenes of capturing the reel. I think that would be fun.
That's another one, the teamwork. I mean, there is somebody with a camera having to run behind me. Like,
uh-huh.
I can jog free-handed, but there's somebody who has to steadily sprint with the camera. So it's a team effort there.
It takes skill.
And the point of running in the video was because there's just so much to cover, right?
Oh, totally. Well, it was fun. And this is, again, where it's a team effort. There was a, we have an awesome team that's working on socials. And it was somebody else's idea of like, hey, I once saw this video of a guy who did like a real estate tour this way, where he just kind of ran from room to room. He's like, what if we did that in here? But it's funny because it's so big and it's so massive. And the problem was we had to take a couple takes. I mean, by the end, I was legitimately glistening. I was just exhausted. Yeah, so that was kind of trying to rope it all in, because if you walked, it would, we'd still be walking. So.
Oh, yeah. It's a long way.
What have you learned through your experience so far? We're only like, what? We're really at recording on the first day of...
It is only the first day. It's not even noon
of
yet.
Of the exhibit hall being open. There were some events last night. This is Sunday, first day of the exhibit hall being open. What have you learned so far being part of the media team and creating content? What are you learning about creating content for social media for this type of experience?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things that come to mind. So first off, I think one of the neat things about this event is... This event, it has a magic in and of itself. Like, it's mm-hmm. it's cool to see the way that God is working. So I think when I was asked to do this, and again, with very limited gathering experience, my initial brain is, how can we make things look fun? And there's certainly little gimmicks and things that we do to make things playful. But I think being part of this team and the mindset of the whole media team is, there is good stuff happening here. God is working. Faith is being strengthened through the word shared amongst groups and through these Bible studies. Just go catch it. Just go capture it. And I think that's been really neat to see. And then all the preparation that goes on the front end, people who have been planning this since the last one 3 years ago, and then to kind of see it come to fruition. So I think between the collaboration, the preparation, and then just go capture what's going on.
Yeah. What have you experienced so far? I mean, we're barely into it at this point, but you've been working for a while on making content. What are some of the things you've been able to experience and really get into at the gathering?
Yeah, so it is fun because I get to do a little bit of everything because it's like, hey, this would be cool to highlight. So yesterday, there's a lot of kids, very nice. We have a bunch of sports set up, and so I got to go over there and jump in with them and have a blast. Obviously, the mass event last night was really cool. I think just seeing... Just the sheer power of so many young people gathered in a room. Like like many probably Lutherans, I was in a confirmation class of five kids. And then sadly, I was the only one who by 12th grade was still coming to church. And so I didn't have a whole lot of young high schoolers that I saw walking the faith life in my church. And so I wish I could have had this experience as a kid. And I think looking at it and just seeing the blessing of like, just seeing God's faithfulness. I think you hear the numbers, you see the decline of Christianity in America, and that's all very real, and it should enlighten us to really invest in young people. At the same time, coming to this is a reminder of, no, God is still faithful, and just look at what he's doing. And so the mass event's been particularly cool, but it's also been fun just to run around and see all the shenanigans, all the people.
Yeah.
As
yeah.
part of your own team is
I
making
know,
yeah, faces
they're
at
yeah, yeah, they're literally coming Sabotage up here, and here trying to distract you. Yeah. Yeah, it's one thing to like read like, oh, it's only 1,000 people, but like to actually be here and be in the middle of all of them is just
it's
wild. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you want your audience, the audience on Instagram, to know about the gathering while you're creating content?
Yeah. You know, again, I get a very fun role because I get to play this very playful, kind of awkward persona, which works because I'm just naturally awkward. So it's not really performing. But so obviously we want to capture that this is a fun event. Like, I hope that if I was an eighth grader whose youth group's leader said, hey, look at, you know, the gathering, maybe consider going next time. Like, that this is a fun thing, that it's going to be a positive experience. But I also want people to know that this is so centered in God's word. And obviously we're going to have worship at the end of this, and it's centered in his sacrament. And I'm a pastor. That's my day job. And so I care a lot about the next generation. And I think the beautiful thing of this event is just seeing so many people from different walks of life, what you guys do, what all these different vendors do. You have people with all these different skills that come together under a common cause of just pouring into young Christians and strengthening their faith and confirming it. And I think that's beautiful. And anything to do to support this event is amazing. But also, I want people to know, too, that this is a huge part in kids' life. And I've talked to so many people who they're up till 2 a.m. editing videos and photos because they were once a participant or they've seen it firsthand. Mm-hmm. But even people back home, I mean, your role in a young person's life is huge. When I was in confirmation, I had an 80-year-old member of my congregation named Elaine, and she's with the Lord now, and I look forward to reconnecting with her that last day. But I just remember she was so sweet. She'd just come up to me after service every day, and she would kind of waddle over and just ask me how I was doing. And every Easter and Christmas, she'd bring me candy. And but the one thing she always reminded me of, she was praying for me constantly. And so no matter who you are, we all get a beautiful role in passing on the faith to the next generation. And this event is a huge part of that, so please support it. But then also what you can do at home, there's countless opportunities.
Mm-hmm. All right. How can we follow LCMS Youth Gathering on Instagram? How do we find that?
Yeah. So just at LCMS Gathering. There's going to be a lot of really polished, beautiful photos, a lot of good videos, and then some silly things that I get to do.
Like the Hydrate video.
Like the Hydrate. Yes. Again, that's one where we had a team of people that wrote that song, recorded it, captured it, and have been hyping it up. So
I've heard it's going viral.
That's... I'll leave that for the people to decide. I can't speak to that.
PJ Arsvold, LCMS Youth Gathering Media Team, host of LCMS Youth Gathering on Instagram. Thank you so much for spending some time with us here on the Coffee Hour at the Youth Gathering. It's been fantastic.
Thank you guys so much for having me. This is wonderful.
You've been listening to the Coffee Hour at the LCMS Youth Gathering in New Orleans. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.